Rishus Avi Mori. We're holding from the sugya of Gnivas Yer Bekelim by Siman Shin Yud Aleph by Sif Zayin. In Sif Zayin, there are three halachas over here. Halacha of Chesamois, about a rope around something. The sugya of Shviras Pesaches, about breaking these locks over here. And like, to remove something from the tzirim, from the hinges. So first, the case of Chesamois, basically, is halacha of Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, Sif Tes, and Sif Yud. Next four sifim, we're all discussing basically the same thing. Except, in Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, discussing Chesamois, that's around the kli. Sif Tes is Chesamois around Eichel. And Sif Yud is Chesamois around the karko. And they will come out to have three different halachas over here, because it depends what the Chesamois are wrapped around. Now, first, what does that mean? We have a sugya in Bayan Daflam, Alpha and Bayes, brings down the Chesamois. Cases by Arthur Kufin Vav, Amun Aleph, brings down this sugya. The words Chesamois, as Mishdebu, is Lashon of Sigira. A Lashon, basically, of Sugya Bekesher Chavalim, a seal wrapped around something. So Chesamois means a rope. Basically, a rope around either a kli, around food, around karka. But Chesamois is a seal around something. And we're calling the case of a rope over here. The Gemara says that once we hold the mandiyomo of Im Bindu Vestir Bekelim, therefore in a case of when you have a rope around a shade of Tevel Migdol, around this box, around this closet, around this shade over here, the look is three things. Number one, Matir. Number two, Mafkia. And number three, Chaytech. Matir means you can untie it. It says in Mishibruah, I Kesher, you cannot untie. I mean the Kesher is not Shel Kayamo. That's a look on the Simon Shin Yud Zayin to get back to the Klolim. The second thing says, a person can Chaytech, a case of cutting over here. Also, mafkia, a person can unravel. You have rope, you can unravel the rope. Now, to get to unraveling the rope, the words of the Mechaber, coming from the Torah, coming from Rashi and the Sugya, coming from the Mishibua and Siv Zayin says, Ayin B'Yaloch and Siv Ches. And Siv Ches, coming from B'Yaloch, points out that it's not that simple, the word to unravel the Maisa's Mutter. You take rope to unravel, he points out, according to the Rambam, in the Loch of Kishon, Siman Shin Yud Zayin, the loch over there is Pesach Havolim, to twine, to make rope, in Nichon the Moloch of Kosher. As Osas Kosher. If twining rope, making rope together is Kosher, then I'm tying the rope, unraveling it, in Nichon the Gedda of Matir. And therefore this Mechaber says the Mishnebrua called the Rambam, it's Osir, cannot untie it, unravel it. I, the Gemara says, a person can be Mafkia. Says according to the Rambam, the word Mafkia means something different. Means a case of not unraveling, but means you can rip it. That means mafkia means to rip yadayim, and chaytech means to cut with your hands. It comes out, l'chura, the nafkamino, really 2 points over here, which is not really a sugyo, is one is that they discussed using twist ties in Shabbos. You have no bread, it used to be in the Haim 15 years ago, everyone knew what twist ties were, you wrap around it. Sometimes you get garbage bags with twist ties. Can you use it on Shabbos? Use that on Shabbos at that place of Chavolim. Being a big tumult based upon the Sugya, which really negates the Sugya of Kosher, can you tie it and untie it? Is that Kosher and Matter? Or no, it's going to be Mutter. That means I point out, according to the Mechaber, twist ties of Adas Mutter. According to Ashley, the Torah is not even a question. Only question is once the Mishnah quotes the Rambam, then we have a shallow twist ties. Yeah, then we have a klum. Then we have a question how the klum of Kosher. Is it more 24 hours? You know, maybe it's Kosher Kayama. Both in the week, also a problem. But that means the whole question only starts not according to the Rambam. Not according to the Mechabi, only according to the Rambam. And second, Mishmur says the word mafkir means to rip. So when I say ripping, it's also on Shabbos. One of the Lam Tesla Malachas. So why in the world are you allowed to rip this rope over here? What happens to the Sugya of Kureya? So Mishmur says a massive Kiddush in the Sugya of Kureya. And basically any Malacha that's Almanas, Chalisa Almanas, Livnois, that they have Kosha as May. To Mata Amnas Likshor, he also creates Amnas Litfor, even though you do not do Amnas Litfor. You do Amnas Sakim Midiraiso. Or in a case that you do not Amnas Sakim, it'd be a case to Rabbonon, but has to be the parsha that's into the Indian of Litfor. Has to be in the parsha, it can be stuck together. That means the Gerita Teifer, that's the Av, sewing things together. The Tolda is gluing things together. So usually when you rip a piece of paper, how do you put it together? You glue it together. Just in the parsha of Teifer. When you rip a baguette, you sew it together in the parsha of Teifer. When you rip string, what do you go do? You don't glue it together. You don't sew it together. You make a kasher, you knot it together. So since Kureya is not in the parsha of Almanas Litfor, whether you plan to or not does not make a difference. Therefore, it is not the shame Korea. It's Korea. It's not the Moloch of Korea. Therefore, the reason why Mafkia, this rope around this box over here, I Korea, cutting rope with Mises Mutter, because it's not the parish of Korea, because it's not Shaykh Amnas Litvar. The Chiddush, you know, to get back to how to find that while it's all in Korea, but he said over here, if it's not in the parish of Amnas Litvar, it's not Korea. Then Yanenu, Baruch Bech HaSamois, again, we have a Lachavi and Sivzayin Sivchas, repeating Sivchas in the first half of Sivchas. You have a string wrapped around the Kli over here. The halacha here is that a person can, again, cut, unravel, or untie this thing over here. Now, just to point out, there are three different cases over here and three different halachas over here. Siv Zayin Siv Ches is around the Kli. Siv Tes is around the case over here of Eichel. You have a case over here of Eichel, you put around food over here, as the Mishmur, in the case of Paris. And then Siv Yud, you have a case around a bar. Around the bar, the halacha over there is, you can only be matter, untied, not kershak yama, but mafkia and choytech lemaisi cannot do. If the steer is also the tanner, also you cannot be mafkia, cannot unravel, and you cannot cut the string over here. The question is, why do they really have three different halachas? Why is it clear has one halacha, or you can have a second halacha, we'll see the magavram, and a tanner of a third halacha? So, of course, what comes out is that the rope around it has getter in the thing itself. Therefore, when you have rope around the box, by a box you hold ain't been a mysterious by Kalim. Now, the box itself is a kli gomer. The rope around it has better no chshivas. The words of Mishmur is not a steer gomer when you cut the rope, because the main thing is the box. The rope around it is not has no chshivas, so it can in the sugya mustaki. Therefore, cutting the rope, the mice is motor. That means Gemara says you have a box, you have a rope around it, it's motor. Why? Because the rope is tuffled to the box. The box is ain't been a mysterious by Kalim. Therefore, you can cut the rope. No problem cutting the rope over here. Therefore, for example, if a person gets a cake from a store, he has string wrapped around it, they double, triple knot, he can't figure out under the knots, and the lavach even laton, chabot, chlein alatu, it's the cash over here. So what does everyone do? You cut it. Well, who says you're allowed to cut it? So it's nice, of course. The Gemara says you're allowed to cut it. To cut the string, that's the word. If we have black, white, no problem. However, what? Again, no, there's going to be a double knot, triple knot, usually in the stores too. Yeah, but I have a kesher kiyama, different reason.
It's not kesher.
What? Sorry?
It's made to open up the knot.
Again, if it's a triple knot, it's a maisa umon, you have a bayah. Usually what they do, they double a triple knot on your shoes. Everyone's a double knot the shoe, you can undo it. A double knot is a problem, it's maisa umon. Now, you're right, there's two things. It didn't have this man by kesher, didn't have umon by kesher. And again, this is man, you're correct. And again, umon is a bayah. So over here, come along, are you allowed to cut the cake, the rope around it? Yeah. Why? Because you hold Ein Bin Nevesir B'Kalim. That means if you hold Yesh Bin Nevesir B'Kalim, the rope will come out. You cannot cut the rope. Why? Because the rope is a tough one to the Kli. Once you pass the Ein Bin Nevesir B'Kalim, Ramatim and Moski, the rope has to get a Moski, therefore you can cut it. Let's say when you cut the rope, there's a ticket to the rope. Example, let's say you have dental floss. And you want to cut it to a set size to, on your mouth, you go use it. On the tail, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, and that won't be a situation for Dam. Paiskim say that's also, that's a ticket over here. Now, I mean, the whole way you had to is when you're storing it to get something else, that's mutter, there's no iser. To cut it as a ticket, dental floss, that meister, and Shabbos is also. That's very simple, Siv Zayin Siv Ches. Come on the locha in Siv Test. It says you have a rope wrapped around food over here, it's sli, oif over here. Again, Mishmur says who in the case of Paris. It says the Mogavrom, even of the Mandiyomer that holds Yesh bin Nevisir Vekalim, here look kuli almuts mutter. Why? Because the rope is a tuffle to the Eichel. I allowed to open Eichel and cut Eichel? Yeah. Therefore, the rope has a getter like the Eichel. And here, it's not a machleikis that we're going to pass in Lukula or Siv Zayin Siv Ches. Here, Lukuli Amas Motor, because the rope has a getter like the Eichel itself. Sif Yud is now you have a case over here of a rope wrapped around Karko, around the Tanner. The Tanner is in Oslakiyim, but not a case of Tanner. Any other Karko over here, the Meister by Karko, Yesh Bin Yvesir Bekalim. Therefore, the rope around it has the get of Yesh bin Nevisir B'Kalim. Therefore, to cut on Shabbos, to untie it might be motor. But to cut it, to unravel it, says the Mechaber, the Gemara, the Maisa, that's also. Why? Because the Karka, this is Yesh bin, the rope has the get of like the Karka over here. So again, it comes out, we have three different halachas on the case of the rope, could depend what it's wrapped around to. Around an Eichel, has the get of Eichel and the Kuli Amos motor. Around the Kli, has the get of a Kli. And therefore, Nachamandia ain't been a mysterious of a Kalim, like that's how you're passing. Therefore, you're allowed to cut the rope. and also the case around the karko as get like the karko, then we cannot cut the rope. Very simple. The second law of Zayin, in the case of a Peseches, you have this lock over here. Kamal Tosis, the hook involved, when it brings down the case of the rope around, it says that you're allowed to cut. But to break the lock over here, that's a stira gemura, that lemaisa is also. Then the Shulchan Aruch comes along and says the third halacha, discussing removing the door from the hinges. First starts off, yesh oimim the lemaisa that is also, because over here, it's again, it's a breaking. Then it brings down those who want to know it's mut over here, because be'etzem there's no thing that you're breaking, you're just disconnecting from the hinges. Amachlokes. That means we have a question: is the nichel get of stira gemura, and therefore it's osir? Could you hold yesh stira gemura by kalim? Or those say no, it's a stira gemura in the idea of mustaki, because what are you doing? You're not breaking anything, you're just disconnecting it. That machlokes by lock is by hinge is. How do you look at it? Is it kei mustaki or not? Then the Mechaba goes on further. It goes back, we discussed by Lax. Again, by Lax, you just said, Mechaba says, Toysin says, the Mice is Osir. He brings down the Yesh Makilim. Who's the Yesh Makilim? You see the Torah. He brings down Ben Elezer, Blosby Mintz, the Reim Shito. What does Blosby Mintz hold? He holds like Rashi, Ain Bini Vesiru, Bekalim Klal. That means we start off in Sif Aleph. Machloik is Yushainim. Is the Yesh Bini Vesiru, Bekalim only by the case of Klisholam Moski is Mutter, or an Ein Bnei Vestir Mekalim Mechlal. The Mechal Paskins, there is Bnei Vestir Mekalim, unless it's a Mustaki. However, the Yesh Matim over here hold Paskin not that way. The Paskin like Rashi, the Reim, they hold the Lachas Ein Bnei Vestir Mekalim Klal at all. Yesh Matirim. And the question is, why is it brought down Sif Zayin and Sif Aleph not brought down? It says the Mishabruah, Stam Yesh Oimim Avadari Paskin like the Stam. Avadari, there is Bnei Vestir Mekalim by Kli Gomer, except the Mechab is bringing it down. Come tell you, Negeir to Goy, you can't be Michael. Negeir to Nochri, you can be Sevich upon the Paiskim of Nochrashi, the Reim Shito, there is the Ein Bini Vestir Bekelim at all. So, first, Alocha, Negeir to Ein Bini Vestir Bekelim, Negeir to Stir Bekelim practically, usually Negeir to Bini Yavbaya Maka Patrish, but can you destroy Kli on Shabbos? So, first, Archa Shulchan says, you have to realize this Yesh Matirim, there's numerous Yishanim go this way. And the Mishmur and Sifkon Zayin, which he sent you to, says he passes like this. Therefore, says the Archa Shulchan, build upon this Goyin and this Mechabavir, not to make a Macho against those Lamais who are Mechel, on the real Stira. Yesh Amin Lismoich. They have what to be serving upon to do real Stira on Kalim. Aleph. Lamais the Goyin says it's Motor. Now, just to be fair, in the Goyin, there's Machlokes, how to understand the Goyin. The Mishnah, the Archa Shulchan, Rav Moshe Tshuva, he says the Goyin holds the Maaseh Tzmuter, no Issa Rabban, no Issa Deraiso. The Chaznish says, no, the Goyin says it's not Deraiso. He's still left with the Issa Rabban of Shem Yisgav and Lassus Kli. So the Issa Chaznish wants to argue on the Mishnah, the Archa Shulchan, and Rav Moshe, if there is any Issa Rabban. The Maaseh called the Mishnah, there's no Issa at all. Lalocha, how do we take it further? Do we pass, can we make up a Pia case of a Goyin? So again, Machaba says, you can. Semuchan the Reim Shito, Nashi Shito. That's when the Dark Moshe brings down the grass to the David, Naratoro. Asal Hasheni, even not to be Semuch upon that, come along the Machavram, it brings down the Yamsha Shalom. It says not to be Semuch upon that, only either in a case of a Hefzim Mubo, or in a case with a Tzarech Harbe, with a case of a Mitzvah. Otherwise, not to be Semuch. Now the Mishmur says, V'yeshikasru. That means he said that those who say that way, that means it's in between, is he passing straight up Machaber, or is he passing like the Magavram to be only Michael in the case of Efsimubo? So Maisa comes out that we're going to pass in Be'ikr, Rifal Alocha, without the Yeshamin Lismoich, there is Bini Vestir Bekelim Gomer. There is Aidegoi, Yeshamin Lismoich, or Efsimubo, Kedoimo. What does come out from this Alocha is interesting. We're coming out in Siv Zayin, it's very clear the Alocha is a person who can cut rope. That's the Gemara. We go back to Moshe Shuvah. Moshe says he goes to numerous cases by tuna fish cans and bags of sugar. He says Maisa can open up everything kozel ledinoi. The Maisa in lahater, and he gives a list of cases not to be matter. He says not to be matter cans, not to matter bags of sugar. He says also what not to be matter. Vach loy lachtach lekoy chevel kosher, something around a sack. Also a string wrapped around a bag of beer, even that not to cut. That means you have to realize when Moshe says the Maisa in Lahater, you have a box with a cake around it and a string around it. He's saying even with the Gemara being Matter, even the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin Siv Ches being matter, the Moshe says Bnei Torah Mu'otim, and the Sinai Rabbah do not understand the chilek why a string might be mutter, other cases might be yosser, and therefore ain lahater. But really, how far the Moshe took his chumr over here, his chashash of people on being mixed in the Shabbos, and I tell me I any cake Shabbos covered Shabbos, so Moshe, that is covered Shabbos. In the covered Shabbos, the Yosef Godomi is there to be machmir even what the Gemara says is mutter.
In other words,
I'm not feeling it. Simchas. The first half of Simchas is basically, as Mishmur points out, is repetitious of Sivzayin, the same halacha, of a rope around a kli over here. The halacha is midinoi, that person has the right to cut it, unravel it, and to untie it. But the second half of Simchas is the sofa, which is a very important chiddush over here. That means when a person discusses opening things on Shabbos, there are three terim the Olam discusses. They discuss the sugya of Mustiki, Sif Aleph. We point out already there are four problems to be summed upon the heter of Mustiki, not that simple. The second heter is what the Mishmur brings down, the Tesefta, the Sifkon Chofei, Kuer Orak HaBechoves, while the Maisa that's Mutter will leave over in 6 weeks from now. The third heter is a Lochan Sif Ches, the Kol Chaislois, or Chosolois, of opening up a Chosolos on Shabbos. What is this heter over here? So first, again, the Gemara by Austin Lafkuf Melvov brings down a person has chayslois of groigris or teinim. He has this case over here of figs and dates. The Gemara is discussing about the rope around it, that a person has the right to be matter mafkiya v'chaytech. I mean, you have to realize Gemara's case of chayslois is not the guf adover, is the rope around it. You can untie, unravel, and cut it over here. No problem. What is the case of chayslois? Says Rashi, you basically have the kli of kabbas tvarim. You basically have this palm tree. You have these branches that come out. You weave it in the case of a salta basket. Then you put inside of it tomorrow morning. You have put inside of it dates that were not ripened. You splash bashel to ripen these dates over here. Basically, dates fall down. Were on the tree, they were not ripened. You put them inside this box, and it ripens these dates over here. So the Gemara discussing again the rope around it. Come on, the cold body. And he's massive to this and says, Lav Dako, we're discussing the rope. Even the Guf HaDover, even the Chesel itself, even the box itself, you have a right to destroy. You won't get the Tamar mount? Avadi cut the rope. That's the Gemara. Avadi can unravel, untie the rope. No problem. But the Noch HaChidish, you have a right to destroy even the box. Even the box itself, Lamaisa's Motor. Says, why? Says the Kolboy, just like when you have a knot and you have a shell around it, you can break the knot to get the shell to get the knot. You have over here of an eglis, a walnut, or a case of a skatum. A case of almonds, you can take the shell off of it to get to the thing itself. You also you have this box around, you can break this box to get to the tamarim itself. That means, again, the Gemara is saying one case, the kolba extended it to the guf hadover. That's a suffer the mechab over here. Mechab starts off first in Gemara's case. Then he's moisif that not only to cut the rope, he can also destroy the guf hadover. Now the question is, how do you find the seats if you want? I feel bad. Sorry? No, we're discussing the dinoi. There's two things, the dinoi and the maisa. The dinoi, the maisa is causal the dinoi, the maisa and the hater. We're right now discussing the dinoi. So, the dinoi we have to discuss, what is the het of chayslis? What's he said? How do you find the definition? What does it mean exactly? So Moshe in this tshuva, in an aftas, he comes along and says, you have to understand the seed over here, the lumdus behind, it's very important. So in Be'esem, you have this box over here, that you have this tamarim inside, after you open up, and you eat the tamarim, you throw out the box. It's made just for this. It's only come to Mesham inside, and therefore this box is a bottle to the thing itself. It's like a klipa, the shell is bottle thing itself. Like an orange has a peel, it's bottle thing itself. His words of Moshe is, Mali klipa b'nei shemayim, or Mali klipa nasa b'nei odom. There's no difference. It's a klipa by a Kosh Baruch Hu or a person. It's a klipa. What's a klipa? There's no shame kli. You have a right to break it on Shabbos. And then if you go no further and saying, as that vadad is pirish noch of emes, he wants to say this, Maisa na mokavom in front of us. And he says, the yisoid over here, that you, and he's discussing tuna fish cans. By tuna fish cans, he said, one of you have a heta mustiki, you mention Moshe shita, mustiki is a kli gerua. Tunis fish cans, the mice are there, also has mustiki. But it's mutter midinoi, you know why? It's chayslois. What do you do with it? You open up, you have tuna fish inside, you take it out, with no more tuna fish left, whether you keep it inside the can for a couple of days or not, makes no difference. And once the tuna fish is gone, you throw it in the garbage. Since the mine am throws it out in the garbage, it's like a shell. You can peel an onion. Onion has a shell. You might leave the onion on top of the shell inside the sugya of lina for a couple of days, because I've noticed leave over an onion peeled overnight. It's done b'roshay sakono. It's chayav b'nafshay. So you have the shell there for a couple of days. So you have the shell of the tuna fish, the can, on top of the tuna fish a couple of days. But once you finish, what do you do with the tuna fish can? Throw it in the garbage. What's that? It's a klipa. You want to open it up on the Shabbos? No problem. Shalom al Yisrael. It's chaseless. The loch is simches. That means the Moshe says, true, it's no heter mustiki. But it's heter chaseless. No problem. Moshe, a bag of sugar. Whether they get involved inside the sugar of the seft or not, so you know why it's mutter? Chaseless. After you finish with the bag of sugar that's inside the sugar, you throw it out in the garbage. So anything that you finish with afterwards, you throw in the garbage, there's no issue on Shabbos. It's like a klipa. No one will ask you to open up an orange because of the peel there. No one will ask you on a walnut or an almond because the klipa is there. This is the case of a klipa.
We
view it as not a kli, as a klipa. It's that the word mamash shulchan aruch. It's mamash shreva, like a breaking nuts over here. Shreva glazim. It's like a klipa.
Because it can't be bain and slicer on a piece of garbage, or because it's viewed as a.
Because no bain and slicer on food. That's making it, that's creating it. But not when it's the non-food, you're allowed to cut food. Now, this Mahalach of Moshe, best before him, Chaim Nosser, the same Mahalach, and afterward in Chalkas Yaakov, and the Shlomo Zalman goes this way, and Dain Weiss, and the Metzino, or the Tzir, and the Emek HaTshuva, and numerous places go to Mahalach, a very important insight in Sivches, that the concept of Klippos. Well, let's get to the Mahalachim, and we'll get to more issues. Now, the question first, just to point out how far they take out this Yisoid over here, of Moshe's Mahalach, that he's saying that's Mamash Klipa. When people buy, let's say, a wine bottle, there's wine inside and there's a glass. Anything that's glass needs a Chiyot Tefillah. So, when you talk about the glass bottle over here, tell me it's only Dinder Rabbanan, you buy, let's say, Materna, has aluminum around it, metal, Tefillah D'Oraisa. So the person over here, Shal Tefillah D'Oraisa. So the Shal over here is, you have to empty out the things, and then do tefillah and put things back inside. It's come to the place, can say, very simple. A bunch of mouth and wine, you don't have to go do that. No one does that. It's because to take, you when you have over here wine, you have to take it out to table it. But you take it out slowly, one cup, and next time another cup, next time another cup. Oh, now nothing's left. I'm throwing the garbage anyway. That's very simple. Now the question is, let's say a person, he finishes the wine, and he wants to use it again to store water inside. He has his maternal, he has his coffee jar, whatever it is, he wants to use it and store it again. Do you have a chiyot tefillah upon it? Chiyot tefillah. It's glass, metal, whatever it is, a chiyot tefillah. Come on, Moshe in Yodin, Chelek Beis, he says, Be'etzem, when they sold this bottle or this can over here, what was it for? It's toffle to the food inside. It's made to transport the coffee, the wine from place to place. And Be'etzem, it's like the klipa to the Gufa Dover. It's like a case of chayslis, he says. And therefore he says, for example, by the halacha of Maisa Sheni, the halacha is you only can buy food with your money. But also, the keli that holds it, the kankin that holds it, you have also right for Maisa Sheni. He also, he sends you the halacha, Simon Sheni Dalas Simches, a case of chayslis, is a klip over here. And therefore, who made this wine bottle when it took out the wine? Who made it? Yisrael made it. That you plan to use it all over again, the guy made it as a klip, there's no kli yet. You plan to use this can or this coffee jar all over again, you still made it. Because it's the best, it's a chlis, it's a klipa, and you made it to kli. You still made it to kli. No chiyot tefillah. Givaldik. You want to use any kli over and over without tefillah, according to Moshe. Why is it mutter? Chlisless. I'll stick you over here. Oh, see, it went the same way. What time the same side? Instead of Sheni, Louis Paiskim will say, Agam, maybe my Shabbos, you want to say this side over here. Best of my Shabbos, Blach Bachshevis, Osatoyo, no chivis, it's a klipa, you're right to go break it. By the wine bottle, you can tell me it's not a kli. That Yisrael and Maisa made the kli over here. Betzim's an awesome kli. We're just living in an affluent society. Kalim, we throw out in the garbage. We have no need for it. The coffee jar is a terrific jar over here. The wine bottle is a terrific thing. We still need it, so we throw it in the garbage. But tell us to say that Yisrael made the kli, not the guy. Come on, Numas Paiskim. Maisa won't disagree with him, Moshe. Shlomo Zalman, Gav Kamenetsky, Rav Sharman, Rav Osner, Chodeshani, Rav Shtomach, Zeh Shulchan, and others. However, and therefore, for this reason, it was quite clear, let's be chosh for Moshe, do tefillah b'li bracha. Tefillah b'li bracha. Debesina, Aviashba, and others. However, they take it a step further. Let's say we have a case over here of a canned good. You have a kliyatum, a sealed good over here. You have a can of olives. Yeshiva, these massive cans of olives, of these sour pickles, malafim, chamutzim. And then, who opens it? They work in the kitchen. And they want to use it over and over. Come along over here, besides from Moshe Oetzi, you want to make all wine bottles. Come along, Shom Zalman, b'kliyatum, chasnish. That's not a kli. Chadish says, the kliyatum, lost the shame kli. And the vader, that echnami to open it, if you'd open it, who made the kli? Yisrael made the kli. Said Shlomo Zalman, be very careful. If the work in the kitchen is the guy who opened it, then who made the kli? The guy made the kli. Then give al shalom by tefillas kelim. What's halacha? You go after the one who owns the kli or the one who made the kli? He says that if we be choishes do tefillah b'li bracha. They said by kli atum, that means by wine bottles you can argue the ma'isha. But kli atum, chadnish, that's the lost shame kli here. You might see made the kli. And therefore, the Shemir Shabbat and the Chodeshani, they pass in that case, in Chanami, there is no din tefil over here. That's how they're shani. Even by Kli Atum, those want to argue. Either they want to argue, Stam, that even by Shabbos, against Chadnish of Sharmi, he says by Shabbos, he says, what do you mean? Bethlehem is a good Kli. Who cares if it's sealed or not? Or whether you want to agree by the case of Shabbos, says, Oshtomach, Yish Lechalik, by Shabbos, the halacha over here is, he wants to do a Maisa Hediyat. That's Nechel to get a Chshivus to Mechayiv upon it. But Be'etzim over here, it's a Kli Gomer beforehand, and therefore it is a Chiyat Filo. And therefore there's Simos Chaim, and Devei Sol, and the Maish wants to argue. Rabbi Yashiv says, therefore, in a Kli Atum, do it Filo B'li Bracho. That means it's coming out, they're pointing how far I take the Sugya of Chesles, and take it to the Sugya of Tfilos Kalim. Sugya of Maish Hasheni, take it a step further. There's a stipler, in Sukkot, Simon Yutes, he's discussing, in the Geta Schach, the Lochid cannot be Mesachach, things that are Shiver Kalim. So it used to be they used to ship cars to Eretz Yisrael from Europe, from America. They used to put the cars in these big car crates, massive pieces of wood over here, car crates. Afterwards, what would happen? The cars would come here, they'll disconnect the car crates, and they'll not use the car crates all over again. That was it, they finished with it. The question was, is this type of use these car crates, these pieces of wood, these slats over here, for the case of Schach? Come on, this type of, it says, Chosel. The crate is really a klipa to the car over here. It's only a one-time use. Tashmish Arai. Send the sugya of Shabbos. And therefore, he brings down the sun, asks a question to the Chaznish. Says, yeah, the mice is water. Water. Why? Because it's not Shiva Kalim. It's a klipa that broke over here. I mean, you have to realize how far the sugya of Chesel are taking to my Shani, to Philos Kalim, and the case is Chach over here.
When a person uses the coffee jar over again,
yes,
is that called osa kli?
That's what we're saying. It's not according to a Moshe.
It's binyan, like binyan.
It's not, but no, binyan. You have to do a pool over here. There's no physical factor that was done over here to use it over again. That's why you can argue with a Moshe. That's true.
He uses it. He's making it into a kli.
The get to Shabbos and the get to Tfilas Kalim.
Yeah.
No, the Shabbos you have to do something. Machshava doesn't work on Shabbos. Mechayiv you for anything. You have to do a pool. You have to Shabbos v'nofash. You have to rest. No machshava doesn't make anything. So fine. That's one malach over here in the halacha of Simches. The Ma'aser Moshe, when he discusses this in the Naftas, he points out that the Chur is arguing on numerous gedolei achronim pshat and chayslis. First, he starts off. There's a Magen Avraham over here that says, "What's the side of head of chayslis?" He says, "Because a chaysel is they have these tamarim inside, lav kelim gemur, only coming to ripen over here. This tamarim." Therefore, a kli gomo would be usher, like smashman that way in the Yishalmi. What does that mean, Pshat the Magen Avraham? A kli gomo is usher in Tzivches, and here's lav kli gomo because it's coming to ripen these tomorrow. Says the Prim Gondim, the Yisrael is very simple. Be'etzim over here, since it's coming to mismashal it, it's not coming to be a base kibbutz to hold it, to transfer one place to another. It's coming to help develop it, therefore it's like the shame of the pri, it's the chilik of the pri. Come on, the Prima Gondim makes a massive limitation of the head of Chosel. Chosel is what? It's because something that's not ripened, and you need to help ripen it. What is every shell, what is every peel around the fruit, around the nut? It's to help develop it. That is tofel to the nut, to the fruit over here. Over here, when you have this box around the tamar, it's helped to develop it, It's not a base kibble to hold it. Why is there a help develop? That's a shame of the pre. That's a chilek of the pre itself. In fact, the pre we're going to put on himself is very good for tomorrow. The Gemara has two cases, tomorrow and Gregorius. Why the Maisa is that motor for? So, but if you look at the Kolbay, Kolbay only says the Lacha tomorrow. The Shulchan Aruch says the case of tomorrow and Gregorius. Why is that motor for? So the pre we're going to be right. It's a different reason. Gregorius must be a small piece over here inside the Sugya Mustiki. That means the Kemal Prima Gonim saying Shat among Aram, we have a whole different point in Sevches. Tomorrow is Motor, you know why? Because helping to develop it. It's Mamish like the Klipa itself. Why is Gregorius Motor? A different reason. Sugya Mustiki. Sugya Mustiki. Ramosha points out, if you analyze it, for the Prima Gonim is a little bit of a pell over here. We're saying two cases, Tamar and Gregorius together, and they're two different reasons. And what's the reason why the Mechabes says both are Mutter? Where's the Mechabes? Shoshoyve Agazim, Ashkedim. It's like a peel of Klipo. By the case of Gregorius, why is the Mutter said the Prim Gonim? Because the Mustiki is Sif Aleph. That means the Mechabes saying not like the Prim Gonim, back to Moshe. How can you say that's Peshat over here? But then if Moshe has to realize feed the Prim Gonim, the whole letter of Chaislis is dafka when you come to develop something. And Moshe says, no, the whole case of develop of tomorrow in the Gemara is that that happened to be the Kimto. But we don't care what it is. The state of that is, you come to throw something out. Now we have to realize again, the Prima Gonim is not like the Moshe. Moshe goes on further and says, not only is not like the Prima Gonim, there's a third Malach over here. There's an Orcha Shochan's Malach, which was asked before in the Shir Knesset Gedolah, the Maimon Mordechai, the Tila David. They come along and say the Seder of the Hetter is the Stam, the Halacha Mustiki, Sif Aleph. There's no difference of Aleph Sif Ches. I was say the case over here of Chaislas. What is the Kimt over here with the Tamarim? It means it was made with the case of with the Gemi, with the Reed over here, with maybe with Chalulim, with holes over here. It's made like a Mustiki. Like a Mustiki has slats put together with tar. Here it's made with this woven things of a basket from a palm tree, made in a way that Be'etzim is very flimsy. It's very Shvach over here. It's made with holes inside. It's like you have a holes in your basket with tamarim inside. You also, same idea as Sugya Mustiki. So what is the Yisrael of the Hector? There's no Chiddush in Sivchas. Sivchas is saying over the Kimto of Siv Aleph of Sugya Mustiki. That's why it's Mut over here. Therefore says the Til the David. By Mustiki, do we have a Hector by tuna fish cans? So Moshe, no, that's a Klik Omer. Says Til the David, do you have a Hector of Chesis by tuna fish cans? No, because Sivches is Mustiki. It's a Kligomer, there's no Heter. And Moshe says, what are you talking about? Chaisel is a brand new Heter. That means you have to realize in the Chaisel is come along, he's saying, Nochel Malach, that the Sugya of Chaisel is a Sugya Mustiki. He's saying that's why it's a reason why they made the Shvacha Kli. They made it because it's very, I did not need to make it into a good kli. It's like chokho, they made it into a shvacha kli. If Schoenberg said this is the Ikim Halach, he calls the Moshe and no, Moshe is incorrect. Ik is like a tila dov, the Orcha Shulchan, the Mayim Mordechai, Sugya Mustiki. What Moshe says, he doesn't like the words of the Shulchan Aruch, he goes before and it says the words are Sheva Gleisim. He says, we have to read the Shulchan Aruch, Piloi. Lita Aruch, don't bother him, but Sheva Gleisim shkate him. How do you think the words of Sheva Gleisim over here? What are you talking about over here? I mean, first, again, Rashi says the Kimto over here is a coming to develop. But Moshe points out that three Malachim of why we said it's a Kimto for. Who are the Prima Gonim? Why say the Kimto that's coming to develop? That's the Yisrael of the Heter. That's why it's a Klipa, coming to develop it. Who are the Orcha Shulchan? Why say this is a Kimto for? That's a Chocho, why you made the Klipa around it that way into a Mustaki. According to Moshe, why say this is a Kimto for? That have to be true, it's MS. But anything that you made to throw out after this first time, and this will get a place list. How's the Mishnah Berurah learn? Which one of the three does the Mishnah Berurah learn? So, the Prima Gonim, he says, he said over here, it's coming to ripen it, the special. Therefore, it has no shame kli. Had no base kibble. That means the tuna fish has a base kibble. This has no base kibble over here. Goes to the Prima Gonim further and says, the case of Machtelis, you have a mat over here. That your toy from Paris, that you sew on Paris this mat, it starts clearing, maybe he has no get of a kli. Or no, maybe he does, not come to develop it. Is it nichel in the heter of chaisles or not? But sorry. So again, the Prima Gonim is clearing, what's the loch on Mach Tzelis? The Chori is clearing it l'shitosoi. Once I am discussing, it has to have no shame, please come develop it. It's not a base kibble. What happened? You have this mat over here that's also allowed to come develop it, but has no base kibble. Is that nichel the get of chaisis and mutter? Well, no, the mice is not come develop, will be also. What's our chin? According to Moshe, Achtelis, to be very simple. Do you throw it out? Don't throw it out. Throw it out the first time it's chaisis. Don't throw it out, not chaisis. That means this whole chakim by Machtelis is only the Prima Godom Lashitosai and not Lefir Moshe. Who brings down this Prima Godom? The Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said, Machtelis, what's the lacha? I'm Prima Godom, but Tzarachin. Prima Godom said Tzarachin. That means who is the Mishnah Berurah going like? Pasha is not like a Moshe. You can argue the point. Pasha is not like a Moshe. Otherwise, according to Moshe, the question doesn't start. The question is, you may throw it out or not. It's only going to the Prima Godom, Mahalach Lashitosai. That we have to have something that is lav shem kli, shalom avram. So you have to realize that there's a heter out there, everyone calls chaisleis. To be semich upon this heter is against the Tila David, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Godom. There are two of them other mahalchim over here. That means Musgi has its problems, and the case of chaisleis has its problems. Take a step further. One malacha come to matter in the case of chayslis. That means when you know mustiki is matter bain and saiser, but is it matter sias pesach? No, matter patish. Is it matter kureya? No shayches. Mustiki is dinam bain and saiser, not kureya. Not matter other malachas. Mustiki is matter only bain and saiser. That's it. Chayslis wasn't matter. So let's go with the Moshe's mahalach. That's nichal together, but cleaving throughout. I mean, to go with the Mahalach or Chashukh and the Mustiki, has a Kolom and Mustiki. Go to Moshe's Mahalach. What Moloch is coming to matter? Moshe's Shlom is Zaman. Put them together. Moshe's Shlom is Zaman. What Moloch will be matter? So, Vada being matter, Boina, they both speak out. We matter, Seish, they speak out. What about Kureya? The matter it, Apiswari say, well, are you allowed to rip the peel of an orange? Yeah. So, are you allowed to rip a bag, Mitzansuki of Chaisless? Speaks out Rabbi Moshe by a bag of sugar and 300 shlomo zalman, the same thing. That chayses are being matter the malach of kureya also. Matter kureya, same idea. It's a klipa. You have a right to rip. No problem. Is it matter moichik? Let's say if you have basius in the bag, can you rip a bag without a sugar moichik? So if I like shaking his head and saying yeah, why not? Maisa the Shmir Shabbos kuchosoi in Perek Tes and Perek Yud Aleph. It brings out shlomo zalman says al pis torah. Maisa, why not? No chshivas over here. Kmata bainan saisa kureya. It's been mata moichik. Mata moichik. You have a cake over here, one have aces on top of it. Let's be mata it. Says the Shlomo Zalman, but it's against all the Gdala Paiskim. Ramon, Simon Ration Mem, Sif Gimel says, you cannot cut a cake with aces. Against all the Paiskim, what are you going to do? You have to try to say this heter over here. Is no. We can't say this heter. It's against Gdala Paiskim, not by moichik. However, come along Shemir Shabbos and Perek Lam and Gimel, he calls him Shlomo Zalman, discusses by medicines. And people have the still for the lumen around it, and they, some odd reason, put words, Mamish always with to open it. And they come along Shabbos, the people have to take their medicine. What to go do? Either Isis Moichik. So come along, he says, first of all, it's a case of Chaisles over here. But Makam Chaylili, not to worry about it. But here, if he says it's not Shaykh, no, to do Moichik Amnas Lichtoiv. It's not a Pasha Amnas Lichtoiv over here. So, but here is not a Pasha Amnas Lichtoiv, which he did not pass like. But since it's Nichon to get of Chaisel over here, I'll be Samuk upon this Aloch and get the case of a Chayli. Want to take medicine on Shabbos? People will tell you from Zalman says, the Maisel is Moichik, Chaislis. No problem. Chiddush, take this Malacha, Siv Ches, to the case of Moichik. Of course, you can do that on Shabbos, better do the case of a Shinoi. Let's say a medicine over the stove, pop it with your mouth, do the case of a Shinoi. Nocha do Abonon, even better. You can tell me it's Enemus Kavim, Segratia, with two Abonons. Fine, that's why it's what you make. Three Abonons, four Abonons. But you have to realize he took them, Nocha Moichik. The Maisa, he sounded like the Chiddush from Zalman. It's a Makor Chaim 400 years ago that came out 30, 40 years ago as a Ksav Yad. He writes that to my Moichik. He says it. On us, on Siv Ches, who did my case of Moichik? The Yavis and Shuvah and Chelik Beis and Simon Kuf Mem says the same thing by Moichik, the Sugim Chaisles. So there are already Gdola Chorinim that seem to take it extended that far, even the case of a Chaisel. But another Malacha, Mechatech, a person wants to cut something to a set size. Is that also, mechatech by things that are chap hami that you throw out right away after you finish using it. Come along with Shlomo Zalman and says, if you don't plan to go use it, you'll have to cut it, you'll have to break it, you'll have to build it, you'll have to raise it. How do you have a cut to set size in the klipa? There's no iser coin to set size on an orange, which again, that's not that simple. Makal yisab bali skim. Therefore, once taino, the mechatech is mutter. What about asiyas pesach? What about makav hatish? The second mono. That means you know by mustiki, the loch is ain't been investir by killing by mustiki, but vajshle skavun lastis kli. So the mechabas mesakim mono is also. The mesakim mono also by chayslis. The others, Maisa wants to be machmer. The Rosh Shabbos, Melech Shabbos, Laris Nosson, come along with Shlomo Zalman and says, you're making a Pesach over here, you're throwing it out, there's no shame kli. Aye, it's a Pesach Yofa. What taina has no chshivas over here. The fact that you plan to get rid of it, it's like mamish a klip over here. I see a Pesach, the Maisa's mutter.
It's only going to work out for those.
According to this Malach, I said, I start off. All these melachas, the shitasa, moishim, shalom, zaman, the chesel, the mitzvah, the sugi, throwing it out one time. That means you go to the other mahalachim, none of these fires apply. Go with the mahalachim, shalom, zaman, and moishim. Meaning, let's be practical over here. Meaning, well, let's be practical, speak it out. Can you open up a soda can on Shabbos? That's what you're leading to, obviously. Can you open up a soda can on Shabbos? That means, maisa, wave, ruba, the paiskim, and Hugga of most clients still is not to open it. And being down for Moshe, Rabbi Akhnametsky, Rabbi Sharmi, Rabbi Tien, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Vosna, Chodshani, Rabbi Belsky, all these mice also. Why is it also? The one taino that either Mitzad Sugo Mechatech is being cut to set size over here, Mitzad Sugo taking Kli, making a wonderful can over here, Kovatum making the Kli over here, Mitzad Sias Pesach, you're opening it up, there's ear going in the back, it comes through exactly, it doesn't spill all over you, it's not too big, not too small. And therefore, you cannot never see by Shalom Zachor any beer cans, never see a Shabbos deal any soda cans. Newest Paiskim and Maisar are Machmer. Shalom Zalman. He says, Maisar, it's a one time thing. You're throwing it out. He sends you to the Sugya of Mustiki, Shevar Glazim, the case over here of Chaislis over here. What is over here is, and he goes to them again. Before we have three reasons to discuss why to argue, why to machmer, why to make. I mean, again, Shlomo Zalman says the mice it's mutter. Dine Fish says the mice is mutter. But he said passing the mice he can't open soda cans. Mitzad Sugya Mechatech the answer that I is a cut to set size. They say something done for convenience. It's much easier. You have no other way of opening it. Convenience is not nichal again mechatech. It's a machlokes in Sugya Mechatech had applied. That's what Shlomo Zalman says that mechatech. It's not the idea of taking kli, or siyas pesach, maisa, since it's a one-time use, from Shlomo Zalman, and therefore I said nekiv yofel, but one-time use, you're throwing out the garbage, it's not a chshivas of quitting anything, it's nichal again of making a regular nekiv, you'll have to chop off something to get something out. But to make a nekiv yofel, that's also. No, that's using the cap back and forth, over and over, over, over and over. No, the cap's not a chesel. The cap is, I took it away, I put it back. Here's not by can, when I finish, that's it. The can over here, when I chop it off, that's mutter. So here I'm chopping it off. Since I'm not using it over again, the whole idea of making a neck of Yafa is wearing the shemus over and over and over. Since Shlomo Zalman has the get of being a neck of that's ruggle, neck of ruggle, mice is mutter. A neck of ruggle, the mice is not a problem over here. And therefore he says, no problem. Even B'yashim, we discussed this, Mitzad HaSugya Asiyas Pesach, Yesh Lod Mekan Lekan. Because who says something that's a one-time use is the Isser of Asiyas Pesach? Yesh Lod Mekan Lekan over here. But Falkon says Asiyas Pesach should not be an Isser. So Maisi, you have to realize the whole idea of opening soda cans is only in whose Mahalach? In the Mahalach of Shlomo Zalman. Chaisel. If you go like the Pirim Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah, or you go like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tila David, the Mayim Mordechai, no hetter chaisel. So again, this mahalach of Moshe and Shlomo Zalman over here might be ladina according to them. And Elmai, people tell me Moshe's matter, opening things to the fish cans. What am I saying, lahatter? My father tells me that he personally is a Berkowitz, that he says Yeshiv and Lismach to open up soda cans. And my father usually follows the Moshe and says, what am I saying, lahatter? You have to ask my father what he has a steer over here. In his email, he wrote to us, if someone wants to rely on the Mekilim, it's not so terrible. Not so terrible. Not so terrible. There are worse things to rely upon, right? L'maisa in l'hatar. Zaidi, have you ever been to Shalom Zach with Beer Cans? Have you ever been to... People have beer cans during the week and no one has a Shalom Zachar, no one.
What about milkmaids?
Korea? We'll look at Korea, we'll discuss it. That's what they're discussing, correct. They'll discuss, it's not close, it won't be a Dimasi at Pazak. This machlik is a CS Pazak by soda cans, the same machlik is by milk bags.
So, according to
Shalom
Zachar, will you be able to talk
to milk bags? It depends how. We'll have to get that. Not now. 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Fine. Sif test over here is a sugo of chesmois around Eichlin. Again, the very clear, a person the right to untie, unravel, and cut over here. What Rambam says is l'kuli almo. The lush over here is the chazal, the lush of the oil called the psikas tolish. The words of psikas tolish, words among Rambam, means psika means to cut. Tolish means the thing in the mice that's around it. So a person has a right to do a case of psikas tolish, things around it, there's no problem over here. Magavam over here does bring down the locha of the Tesefto, or Gabay Chovis over here in Sevtes, Vlad Shalayas Zinok, that's what Mishgul brought down early in Sevov. Again, this heter of the Tesefto we'll have to get back to in the Sugur of Korea. Sif Yud is basically the case again of a Chesomois around the case of rope, around the case of Karko. There the Karko is also, who did the rope is also. Except, says the Mechaber, the case of Eino Osla Kiyam Klal. That means we know we have a case of Dafshal Tanner. That's on top of a cement up the door. Maisa, it's mutter. Not basically a case of kiyum. The ma ends off over here. Ayin simin reishon test. What does he mean? He means because ayin over there, the loch where there is, says a mutter machmor and not to be slimmer on dafshal tanner, unless it's the case of a goy or a cotton. We cannot do either one. Then either ishinay of yisrael ishinay ksas by yisrael. Now I simply saw the base over here on the sefiud. And he brought down the source, this halacha on the simulation test, and over here, Shnidal Sifyud, halacha of Dafshal Taner. The Chura, basically, you have to realize that two mahalchim had to understand the het of Dafshal Taner. The Beis Yosef brings down a Chumas Hadeshin, quoting Mordechai. The state of the het, he starts off the Chumas Hadeshin, that there's a Rashi in Erevim and Daflam Hei. Rashi over there says, to take things out, but opening things up, only get out, and only Masik is Sayyid Siddur Abonim. It's a din of Seisr Rabbanon. To open up a door to get things out, it's Mexican Seisr Rabbanon. For Oy says the Chumas Hadeshin, the gate is Daf. They put on top of the tunnel the cement. It ain't us Lekiyim Klal. It's made only to protect the Chaim inside. Now, the next day, you open up the story to get the children out on Shabbos morning. The Mice and Smotr. The question is, when you read the Beis Yosef, this Chumas Hadeshin, which he brings down, what is the lumbus of the Heter? Do you need both Svaras? Or each one stands by itself. That means the Beis Yosef says again 2 points. Number one, according to Rashi, is only a case to Rabbanon to get things out. Still Rabbanon. Void ain't us the Kiyam Klal, and myself be Michael. Therefore, you look in the simulation tests over there in the Goyim and the Gaz at Tila David, they say Dafkia both them to Michael. Ain't us the Kiyam Klal. And it's also only made the case of Lahitia, a case to Rabbanon. However, the Eilim remembered from the second Kabbalah. I only saw the simulation test over there. And over there, the Mishmur does not bring down a kiyuzer, the idea of Rashi Rabbanon. Rashi went, Eino os the kiyam klal, that in and of itself is the reason to be matzah on Shabbos. And there must be machmitz on the mechzi kiboyno. Mechzi kiseiser. Otherwise, the Mechabi make a wife for the reason of itself, Eino os the kiyam klal. Why? The reason is, the Bialocha, the Chavitz Chaim, the Lishitosai. Over here in Sefiud, when he brings down Rashi, he points out, true Rashi might say, to open up something, get something else, only to do Rabbanon. The Lechor Toysa disagrees the case of Deraisa. So what Toysa holds the case of Deraisa? Why do you make him with the case of Dafshal Taner? Why? According to the reason, only in Osla Kiyam Klal. And if you look over there in Rishon Taz, Lavush, and the Taz, Dar Chashulchan, They went like the Mishnah Berurah and said the Dafshat Taner, the reason why it's mutter, for one reason. The fact that Eino Os Lekirim Klal, that in and of itself, Lemais is mutter, the case of Seisa and Dafshat Taner. Now, the Isha Shalom was discussing in Os Lekirim Klal, that's negated to Seisa without negated to the Melach Abayna, attach it. Shalom Zamo was saying Lemaisa, in that case, Lechua to be Machmer, Yeshlom, if that's so, Seisa is mutter, Lechua Abayna can be mutter also. Lemaisa comes out that Seisa certainly is mutter. Sifyud Aleph, the sugya of Mimachek, Marech, Da'av, and the Toldo, smoothing and scraping. Not really our sugya, we'll get back to when you learn the melacha of smoothing and scraping, but just two very important points to point out from the Mishnah Berurah. One is he's very clear that he makes three levels in the gate to things that are thick to smooth it down. He says, take something that's shayva, or hudin shumon, or chelev, smooth it down, that's the case of Daraisa. Shemen of, thick oil, he said that's the case of the Rabbanon, exer otter deraiso. Regular shemen, he says it's mutter. The three levels of smoothing things down. That means everyone discusses on Shabbos and rubbing and smoothing things down. What is desitin? Desitin the Rabbanon or deraiso? Is it like shemen of, or is it like case of shuman over here? What's lipstick? What's bars of soap? What different creams over here? What is soap, liquid soap? What is thick and what is thin? That means where they're coming from, Be'ikah is from our Mishnah Berurah. There are three levels. There's Mutter, there's Rabbanon, and there's a case of Deraisa. Aleph. Second is, Mishnah Berurah says, not only to smooth it is Atzer, even to Laniach Shemen of also it's Atzer. Put it down. You want to dab Destin or cream on a kid by his rash, to dab Laniach without smoothing, said the Mishnah Berurah, Maisa, that's also. Laniach. Why? Exactly, it might come to smooth. Now there's a bavucha, I have to understand the Mishnah Berurah and the Graz over here. Is Laniach also only by case of Deraiso? And Shemen of also has Xero? All Darabon can be also. Afkami is on the side that Desitin over here is maybe Darabon, among the Malachim. Can a person or any tube you want to put on the kid for the rash, is that Nichol get it up on and then he can dab it on? Or no, the correct thing maybe is to squeeze it, let drop down on top of the kid, the side of the Sugyo Shinai. The correct anhoga is when you have a tube squeezing his nama machek, it says squeeze something and let drop down on the child. We'll get to why Makom HaTzarech can do that. I don't know why he can't do that. If he can't, then the maestro you have a right to dab. Otherwise, the dab is not that simple. Number one, mitzvah sugya refuah. Number two, mitzvah our Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah, and the maestro is also. Sif Yud Beis, going back to Halacha again, Sif Aleph. I'm not sure how many people saw it, but I think it's okay to say beforehand because it might be easier than see it afterwards. To make a hole in something, there are three lashonis. There's an idea of making a Pesach. Pesach means a chalal, goes through and through. What's lahachas lahitzi, the case of the raiso. If it's only lahitzi, the case of the abonon. Sharasin says the case that is lahitzi, when it's not oichel, also the case of the raiso. That's a Pesach. The case of kodeach. What's kederech? It says the Rashi in Daf Kuf Gimel Omen Aleph on top. That kederech means when you have a hole and you fill it up. What's the case of a nekev? Says Rashi, it's a hole that you did not fill up. That means you have a Pesach, a nekev, and a kederech. Once through and through, one's hole that you fill up, one you did not fill up. First, those are the words. Now, come on the Tshuva Sadesh and Tshuva, worked down word for word by the Taz, and part of it in the Beis Yosef. He says, discussing, can a person take a knife that's inside either a kreisel, karko, or inside a chavis, or inside a safsel, can take it out on Shabbos? Discussing three different cases, and there are three different halachas. You have a knife inside either, again, a kreisel, which is karko, or a case of memsa, get of karko, case of a chavis, less of memsa, and a case of a safsel. So, speaks out the Trumas Hadesha, it says, let's say a person who many has a knife you want to take it out from the kreisel. When it's inside the wall, it's tight. You take it out, it's widening the hole. To widening the neck of on Shabbos, the mice, that's ulcer. You're not miskaven. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, brought down by the words by the Mishnah Berurah, it's kemat psik reisha. That means not psik reisha, it's kemat psik reisha. That means the shalom among the paiskim, something that's almost a psik reisha is a psik reisha. They point out the numerous Mishnah Berurahs. One of them is over here. Kmap psik ratio is a gedder of a psik ratio. 99.9 or 99% is also nechle gedder psik ratio. So now we have a case over here of a psik ratio that's going to widen it. If so, case of karko, Chayiv. Someone makes a nekev in a hole, in a wall, now do it on Shabbos. Also. That's Aleph. So you take it out of a wall, a wizet, kmaps, the creation of Maisets, also. First thing, says Shubat Sedesha. Second thing, brings down the Mordechai, says you have a case of a chavis, a barrel. There the Mordechai says you can take it out. Why can't you take it out? You're widening the hole over here. So he has a Havamina and he has a Maskano. Havamina says, the case over here, we're taking out on Shabbos, you have to deal with two different issues. One's Kedeach, one's Asiyas Pesach. Because by Chovas, he goes through and through. Mitzad is to give Kedeach, he says, make a hole, ain't bini v'sir b'keilim. Mitzad, the Asiyas Pesach, making a hole over here, Aitab Sekreisha, making a hole, says, since this Chovas come to only be Lahitzi, to Sekreisha on the Rabbonon, Sekreisha on the Rabbonon, the mice is mortar. How many the Chubas Adeshin is? Psikresha and Rabbanon, the Maisa is mortar. I mean, he took care of two issues. Kodayach, Ein Bini Vestir Bekalim. Asiyas Pesach, Psikresha and Rabbanon. His maskoni is no. The case of the Mordechai is where the weather was taken out and in before Shabbos. In out, and out before Shabbos. This was not a case of widening the hole over here. If we can take it out on Shabbos, there's no Psikresha over here of widening the hole. If now Psikresha widening the hole, what's the Chiddush of the Mordechai? He says you can't take it out. So the Taz, the Chiddush of the Mordechai is, you might make Gzeiro, Shebis Kam Lassus, Kli over here, you might have Kavon over here. Mashmon, there's no Chash of Kavon over here. And so if the Chubas Hadashin, the Loch over here is, by the case of a Kleisel, Lemais is Osir, Taz, the Sugab, Segration, Karko. In the case of a Chovis, Mais over there is the Chson of Asiyas Pesach, therefore come along to Asir. So it comes out by Chovis, he's answering it, was not taken before, and that's Asiyas Pesach. But by a safsul, it's mutter. By a safsul, it's mutter. Why to ask for it for? Als kedeach, ain't been investir by kedeach and kedeach. Als it's Pesach, it's not through and through, it's a safsul. I mean, a hole in the bench, no through and through, no asiyas Pesach, lemaisa, it's mutter. So it was machmer, it's machmer's almidasai. That means maskon, chubas deshin is, the halach is by kesel, osir, chobas, osir, case of a safsul, the mice take out his motor. In fact, the Beis Yosef first gets involved with, he wants to argue Pshat, the Mordechai is a case of psikresho. Then he points out, look at the steer in the Chubas Hadeshin. Chubas Hadeshin says, Alocha by case of a chovis is only motor when lohitzi lahachnis before a bunch of times, otherwise, usher. Mash Enkin, he ends up the case of a safsul, case of tolish, even one time, take it out, but at first time, the mice is motor. Sorachin. What's coming between the case of a chavis and the case of a safsul? Sarachin. So in the Darkei Moshe, what do you mean, what's a chalek? Poshut. The case of a chavis is a siyas pesach. The case of a safsul is not a siyas pesach. Chavis is a siyas pesach, it's osir. Safsul, there's no pesach there, it's only a hole there. One malacha. By kedayach, ein binim stir bekelim. I mean, you have to realize, it's making there are levels here. A siyas pesach owned by chavis, and not by the case of a safsul. Come along the Taz, long Taz over here. He gets about Pshan Mordechai, he wants to talk to Pshan Mordechai. He brings down, word forward, the Beis Yosef, Chumash Hadeshen, he's Marechov, Numa Shailas. And it comes out, him and the Magar Avraham, and they have numerous reasons why he make a Sayan Karkon, Sayan Safs, Sayan Chavis. Tom Shemes Gavin, could be a case of a Drabonon, Zmlocha Shein Tzich Lagufoy, a case of a Kilkul, a case of Kilach Yad. Therefore, making the Taz wants to be Mekel in all three cases. However, he says, to be Mekel on Karkon, go against the Chubas Hadeshin, Mechaber, Ramah? No, can't do that. To be Mekel by the case of a Chavis, so the Maisa, the Ramah is Machmer. He says, Sir, could Allah be Mekel? Again, the case of a Safsul, everyone agrees with Motor, no argument in Safsul. Sayyid Mechaber, Sayyid Mo, Sayyid Taz, Sayyid Mokavam, and agrees with the Maisa, the case of a Safsul is Motor. That's first of all, comes out from the Cheshbin of what the Akhurim say. That's what comes out. Let's go to the three things over here. We have Karko, a case of a Chov is a case of a safsul. The get to karko, you're taking it out, you have no kavon to mark the hole. Maisa is a situation to make it wider. You did not do it a bunch of times before Shabbos. Come on, Maisa Pesach Aser, everyone asks. Trubadeshan asks, the Mechaber asks, the Taz asks, he wants to argue, but Maisa in the day asks, Shulchan Shloimah, everyone Maisa asks. Very simple. The Ma is Maisa, but let's say a person was daughter of a Shulchan of Oid Yoim, went in and out a bunch of times before Shabbos. Echnami. Halacha is, on Shabbos, you're right to take it out. That means you can take a knife out from the wall, it's usur, less dots of a shofar. Simple. You put a knife inside a chavis, you take it out for the first time on Shabbos. So come along to the Mechaber, the Shitasa, he says, there's not no the reason why it should be usur over here. Maisi wants to be Mekel. That's how he understands, there's no chavis in the case of a safsul, in the case of a chavis over here. Mashenkin, come along to Ramon, he says, it's a great, it's usur. What's the chilek? By the case of a chavisul, it's a case of deraisul. The case of a chavis is karka, only in case of the bottom. And therefore, the reason why it's usur by the case of a chavis, as I'll see as Pesach. See as Pesach, the case of Lahitzi, but see as Pesach. Malocho, we have a bunch of tzuruf and white here, Michael. Okay, we have Lochshay and Tzirgufoy, Kilkul, Klachiyad. Therefore, the Mishmur passing like the Taz, Tzarekodl, Yeshlachal. That means that Ma is Machbar, Mishmur is not collecting Ma, all the Machaber, and the Tzarekodl person can be Michael. Third level, the case of a Safsal, take it out. Everyone says Mutter. Shum Sadeshan, Machaber, Taz, Mishmur, everyone says the case of a Safsal, you can't take out. So the Lochal Meister coins the Mishnah Brua. Karko, Osir, Chavis, Tzarekodl, Safsul, Mutter. No problem. That's only the case when you're doing it the first time taking it out. If it went in and out already before Shabbos, the second time the Meister is Mutter. Let's make it now practical. You have these bulletin boards that have thumbtacks. Now you want to attach a piece of paper and with a thumbtack to the bulletin board. You can not attach a piece of paper. They get involved inside two malachas, one inside the sugya of Teifer, connecting things, one inside the sugya of Kedayach, making a nekiv over here. Says Shmuel Kamenetsky, Kovitz Halachas, the new one that just came out this year. He says, basically, what happens over here? It's Mamish Toikiv Sakim Mekleisel, our sugya over here, that says it's also. You're putting a hole inside something, that means the whole head over here is to take it out. That's in Miskaven, Sekresha, Divinatarium over here. But to put it is kavod mamish. That means no one's mad you to take a knife and put it inside a safsul, inside a chavis, inside karko. That's kavono. That's to make a hole. Then about his ulcer. He says, if you want to put in the same exact hole in the same place in the bulletin board, if you can get it exactly the same way, fine, that's thoughts of a shuffle. But usually what happens, you put it any place you want. That's mamish, kavono, and from this halacha, to put it inside a bulletin board, a thumbtack, for myself, that's ulcer. If Rabbi Yehuda brings down the same thing, simple bottom one's a tiny, really depends where the bulletin board is. Is it on the karko, or is it on the case of metalkalim? You don't know what exactly the chilik over here is. So of course, Rabbi Yehuda kavon over here, making a nekel over here. It's a kli gomer. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda says the next thing. Once they ask the bulletin boards, what about a shetel head? To put a pin inside. Nechur again. You put the pin in before Shabbos. A wife wants to take out the pin and to wear the shetel. That's safsul. Safsul, what's halacha? Everyone agrees it's mutter. A body can take the pin out. But you have a right to put it in. That's kavono. Make a hole inside something. The maisa said the ribi yet. The maisa, that's also. That's kavono of kedayach. I'm asking something. Maisa, numerous doshim do that on Shabbos. What's it satim matter? So, the new prince of a ribi yet brings down in the back, he brings down that the Isra belts this question. Rabelski says the Maisa it's Mutter. You know why? Simon Shinya Dalas of Alf, Tinots Vasholf, sorry. Tinots Vasholf, sorry. To go in and out, the Maisa is Mutter. Don't know what the words mean. In out means went in and out already. A shade of lead, it was never in and out. You're making a new hole. You can see the hole left afterwards. So I don't know what it means. It's Mutter Mitzala Sugo, or Tinots Vasholf, sorry. I don't know what the words mean. I went over to Reuben. One about Machaber Orcha Shabbos. Went to Kilos Matorah. Brought him a shetel head. Stands in front of the whole shul, holding it up. Everyone's looking. Was looking at the shetel head for. So, tells me my sits motor. Aisim ay kudeach. Tells me noch shivis. I say, I don't know. Who cares? Make you hold inside something. It's a kli gomer. It's also. He said a bunch of things in Hebrew. I'm not sure what he said. Don't know what he said. No, could be something that made sense. I still don't understand it. Don't know. My sister Falk in the Pia Possible Chochman Chel Kalef. He comes along also wants to matter it. And he analyzes it. Let's take an example. You have a bottle of wine, and you have a cork inside. Person makes a hole inside the cork. Kedeach. Who says that's mutter? Mishmua says he's allowed to go do that. Take out the cork, or make a hole through the cork. Why the mice is a mutter for? Elamai, there must be a side. There's no kedeach bekelim. Ain't kedeach bekelim. Why do you want to taino? A second thing I felt. They make the hole in the shetel head. When you take out the pin, it closes off. Those are two svaris, he says. So take each svar he said. The sad idea that closes it up, it doesn't. Take a shetel, look at it, you'll see. It doesn't close off. It might close a little bit, it doesn't close up. So I don't know, Matthias, I know maybe a different type of shetel, I'm not sure. They don't close up. It's that idea by every mekak, how can make a hole inside of it? L'chura, the svar is that when you have a magufa in chibur, it's not the ikir chelik of the kli. Or you have a case of a neck of yoshin, you have a right to make a hole inside of the mechaber. Because be'etzem, what is the kli? The kli is the chavis. The mekak is be'etzem, it's like the rope around the kli. It's no chshiv, it's a not a stira gemura. When you cut the rope, it's best to make a kli that has no chshivas to it. So you aim the sugya of mustaki, they have a right to break. You want to make a hole through the kli that is not be'etzem, the ikke chelik of the kli? Has he get a mustaki? It's a kli gerua, and make a hole in the cork, no problem. They have a kli gomer. Can you make a hole inside of a kli gomer? Mechabet Sif Al says, you have a kli gomer, I feel nekib ba'alma osir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though there's no stira going on over here, even though you're not making a Pesach, still it's osir. A kli gomer, you cannot make a nekib. So what is a shaitel head? Is it a kli gomer or not? I mean, I can hear why Magufa has no chshivas. I hear why cork is not the ikka, is the vial. But I don't know why the shaitel is not nichel a kli gomer. It's a wonderful kli. Well, the shaitel that we put upon it has a function. But the vat of the shaitel is a kli gomer. Every barrel, the ikka is a food inside. Every time you have a kli gomer, let's make a hole to get the food. Says the Shulchan Aruch, fill nekim alma osir. So I don't know why to compare it to the case of a cork. Again, the cork mice is motor. Cake in the neck of Yashin is motor. Why is it motor? Those things do not have a get of a kli gomer. There must be, they only have a get of a kli gomer. But a shaitel head, as far as I know, has a get of a kli gomer. Therefore, peace for it. I think everybody has a mice is motor. Eyes, if so, should go over to your wife and make a macho. Why not to? Very simple, why not to? Could we send it to Zayin, macha brings down the Yishmatir? The loche is ain't steer of Mekalim. Ain't bin of Mekalim the goin. Says the Moshe Kohen Archa Shulchan Yeshami Lismoich. You know who they want to be semich upon? Rashi. Tireim. Mechabit Sev Zayin, Yesh Matira. The Goyin. Shombais Tumach Shem Hashem, so we have a Goyin sheet over here, the Mais is Motor. So defend the Mekilim not to make a Macho against them. That's the Goyin brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. That a person has a right to, can take out his Motor, to make the steer over here. The Mais have what to be semich upon. It's a Kli over here. A Kli of there is a Goyin over here. There's Rashi. Rashi says, tell you no problem. The Reim, no problem. Mechabes Siv Zayin, I think Avad is Motor. So, Ein Limchais. But if a person asks you what to go do, Chud, that's Nekah. That's Siv Aleph. That's Kadeach. Chud, that's also. By Saf, you have right to take out, but not to put inside. Before Luchura should be a problem over here. Maybe just to end off, people ask me practically what to go do to get to soda bottles, how to open them on Shabbos. So, just people ask me, can you ask a goy, and can you ask a Yisrael? Maisa, to go ask a goy to go open it, for the Chumlum Simcha Bonim, and the Maisa, he says, a person can ask a goy to go open it. And of course, there are four different reasons why a goy can't open it. Either, what is the Issa opening up a soda bottle? That's when you open it, it's Einim Eskavin, with a psik ratio. Is a psik ratio by a guy, what's aloha? Says the Makaram by Austin, Sivkot and Hay. Is a psik ratio by a guy, doesn't apply. Might be a guy that disagrees, but it can apply to say psik ratio by a guy's motor. So if you're going to open the soda bottle, no problem, Aleph. Second, some of my colleagues are placing him. Come along, Simcha Bonham says, we'll be sent upon the Mekilim. Or is he going to go open it? Third is, Simcha Bonham rings down, that since it's shacked to be done by Heter, you can destroy the cap, make a hole in the cap. Why is the goy not making a hole in the cap? Because it's easier for him to open it. Doing hadas atzmoi. Loch hadas atzmoi goy, the mice's motor. Only the fourth reason, a lot of people be machmet al sugya of sof deraisa. We're not sure you know the sugya supposed to be kanakan. You get to ask you to go open it, it's a shalad yabonon, sof yabonon kula. So for these four reasons, gamda those who want to be machmer, a fox says you cannot ask you goy, matay nechle get a kavono, not sure why that's so, or he wants to say there's no kala negir to a milanokri. Like Shiel, Meister is a stack as far as the goes. It's going to Meister open it, no problem. That's of course simple. the gate to want it to approach will be the same thing. The gate to asking Yisrael to go open it. So the gate to asking Yisrael that he himself opens, Dan Fisher opened up the Torbals. Can you go over to Dan Fisher and ask him to go open it? So there are really two sugyas over here. The gate to asking Yisrael do malach. One beside the sugya of Mir and Nakri. Can you ask Goy? Can you ask Yisrael? One beside the sugya of Lifnei Iver. The gate to Mir and Yisrael is very simple. Mir and Nakri is motor, Mir and Yisrael is motor. There should be no difference. The gate to the sugya of Lifnei Iver, when someone holds something is mutter and the other person holds something is osir, can you go give it to him? Now there are two ways over here. Let's say I eat, let's say Yuvul Nachri, and you don't eat Yuvul Nachri, and I serve it to you in my house, I'm only the Isla of Na'ivar. That's a Shulchan Aruch, Simikov Yitesiv Zayin. You hold something also, I cannot give it to you. And therefore you have a right to eat in my house, because I'm not going to give it to you. So if you, I don't know this halacha, then we can eat in my house. But if I knew the halacha, you have a right to eat in my house. That means to give somebody, hold something, you, I hold mutter 100%. I want the sugya, I cannot give it to you. That's also, that's the flavor. What about for carrot? I hold something also. Give it to somebody, hold something is mutter. Can you open up my soul about you hold something is mutter? So there's a big mavuch among the achronim. There's a mabit, ksav sofer, shah melech. What the loch is, habi makilim. Even the tzad, to be machmir over here, the hamakilim, ish machmir, ish makilim. You can argue the point number one, there's the evil of Maisa's motor. Even if one be choshev in the machmirim, Shlom Zalman Shuva says, this whole machlokes to ask somebody to go open up, the whole machlokes to lift the evil, and dafka by the deraisa. But by the rabbanon, it's machlokes, serve the rabbanon kula. Take it a step further. Let's say you're mesupik in the sugyo, if you let open up a soda can or soda bottle or not. So you, it's a sofik. So to go ask somebody to go open it up for you, because it might be Isla of Na'ivar, you have Kain Svek Sveiko. Number one, maybe you're allowed to go ask him. And you can ask him, maybe it's Mutter. And therefore I asked the Svara to have Reuben told me, yeah, close a good Svara. I said, Mr. Kaplan. I see the Maestro Falk said the same Svara. Says the Maestro to go ask a person to go open it up, he says two Tnoim need. Number one, you need him to hold. Mitzal Chashashi is not opening up. If he learned the Sugi and says he's not open up a soda, battle Medina La Locho to ask you to open up, you have Bayam Sugi, maybe you'll lift. Most of us, at the end of the day, Halavai should come out of the Sugi very clear. At the end of the day, Maestro Machlokis, Yesh Vyesh, Yesh Lakan, Yesh Lakan. Tan Sugi Chash, Chash Dereiso. If somebody open up, Mitzan Sugi, lift the Ever, who there isn't. Svek Sveko, maybe there's no lift the Ever, and even there is, maybe it's more to open up. Void, a very important tonight. There are some people who open it. Why they're opening it for? It depends why they're opening it. If they're opening it because they went through a sugya, they passed the mindset, smoter, seder. But there's certain people out there, what they call kaleidas. They take on all coolers. Right? They know there's a Shlom Zalman, they take on that cooler, this cooler, they take on coolers. Thanks for waving, yes. There are kaleidas out there. If you want, Tafyomi of yesterday was what? People take on the coolers of Beisil, Kul, Beishamai, and where's the Gemara's Rosho? Right, fine. Maybe in the oven. Fine. Yesterday's daf. Russia. The Kalei Das out there. Says Rafael, the people who are opening it, the loch is, if they're coming mitzad, they know that she's out there, they're being makel, they have no right to. The klal is sovg device lochumro. I mean, if they have a rov passing over them, or they learn the sugya, they open it for them, fine, shalom yisrael. But newest people are just Kalei Das, the seventh, because they know that there's Shlom Zalman out there, they have no right to go do that.
What if they do it because their father does it?
And if they're Kalei Das, they're doing it for it. No, it depends. I don't know why you found doing it for it. But if you, yeah. So if you're doing mitzvah to sugya kalei das, that means two tnoim to ask somebody to open it. Asladinoi, the ma'aseh l'hash. But asladinoi, number one is you have to hold mitzvah you to sopik. Number two, mitzvah them they hold mitzvah locha, they're right to follow this halacha. Not mitzvah to sugya kalei das over here. But let's finish getting late over here. So again, the mice is the opening you sold, the iski sold you open the mice's motor. I've learned the mice in my family to let them tell the neighbor, I have a neighbor and Tom Chochum, he opens it. I learned that I let my kids open, get my neighbor, they forget every week. I tell them they cannot go to the neighbor, they open it every week. So I found as practicality, number one, it's good for the mice to teach your children to open things before Shabbos. Also, when my 8-year-old daughter went to the neighbors, she rang the doorbell and asked them to open it on Shabbos, the guy thought it was very funny. So, nothing anything over here. Fine. Mice will be Mamshech and Simon Shini Gimel. I'd just like to wish the Zayda Mazel Tov of the past 2 weeks that he had a grandson's wedding. And he had yesterday a grandson's bar mitzvah, and in the past, recently, also his granddaughter had a baby. So matzav on the all the simchas, and many, many more. Slow.